Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got another extremely powerful and important worldwide broadcast lined up for you. It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of May 2012. I'm going to open the phones up in this hour and also go over a ton of news. I mentioned it yesterday, but I didn't have time to play any of it because we had three guests on and we were cutting out all the cuss words. But we are going to be able to play some of the excerpts of the teacher that they've now confirmed. At first they said it was a conspiracy theory that another teacher recorded this because they said it was abuse that was allowed to go on and they were tired of it. But the media said there's no way Obama supporters act like this. No one would say you'll be arrested for criticizing Obama. And then now it's admitted and the teacher has been suspended. And so the media is now saying maybe it is bad to talk about a sitting president. Well, I mean, in my film Obama Deception, I have clips of the news out of Missouri where the police chiefs and prosecutors go on the news and they say, if you talk bad about Obama, for example, say he is not a Christian, that is a lie. We will arrest you. I can play the clip again. People don't believe that. In fact, Watson was digging around for it yesterday to add it to his article. It's been like 3 years since I've aired it. Will you guys call Watson because he's good at ferreting stuff and have him send you? There's a Missouri and a Vermont newscast, but the Missouri one is the really hardcore one where they go, prosecutors are standing by to arrest you. You do not talk bad about the new leader. Of course, that was whenever he was running for office. And a lot of people believe this. I mean, it's like when cops walk over to you and say, turn your camera off, and you're like 100 yards away from whatever they're doing at a checkpoint. You go, but sir, I have a First Amendment. I mean, I try to be polite up front. And they'll say, turn it off. I told you to. And I said, I'm not interfering with your activities. I'm here observing this First Amendment. And then many times they say, all right, I'm about to arrest you. And I say, okay, if you have to do that, you may even beat the lawsuit because the courts are so corrupt. You're not going to beat the ride. You need to just leave my First Amendment alone. Don't you have children? Are you threatening my family? This is happened repeatedly. You know I'm not doing that. I'm saying, do you want them to grow up in a free society? I mean, do you really think you can have cameras all over the street corners and a camera in your squad car and say there's no presumption of privacy in public, which there isn't one, and then tell me I can't have a camera on you? I'm not close to what you're doing, so stop bucking up to me. You really are acting in a shameful fashion. I mean, I've had those exact conversations. In fact, some of them are on video. Tried to protest Perry once, and they had the riot cops getting dressed across the street. And I said, listen, I don't need a permit. The city's lost a bunch of lawsuits over this. We're not blocking the road. I would need one for that. We're not blocking the road or the entrance of this hotel. This is a public street. All right, we're going to arrest you. And I said, man, you are such a criminal. I said, how dare you try to destroy my country like that? He said, that's it. I'm going to have you arrested. And then the media was there. And I go, he just said he's going to have me arrested. And the media goes over to a local newspaper and said, did you just say you'd have him arrested? No, I did not. And that's when I blew up and I shouldn't have. I started screaming at him and calling him a scumbag and everything else and lost my composure. I mean, he was wrong at that point for lying. I was wrong at that point for escalating it and getting emotional. I just need to learn control. It's just that he's sitting there on video. There's video of this on YouTube. And this goes on and on and on, him saying he's going to arrest us. And then the newspaper comes over and says, is that true? No, I didn't say that. It's like, wow. No wonder you are a captain. No wonder you're in charge. I mean, my goodness. My goodness, how creepy is that? Speaking of creepy, even CBS News admits the police beat peaceful protesters all over the city. It's images of fat police women beating people. That's amazing. Also, NATO 3 say evidence against them planted in their apartment. Oh, the government wouldn't plant things in your apartment. Come on. Come on. A conspiracy theory. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big show lined up.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Design. And police departments that don't fall to corruption are fighting the federal globalist takeover. Many others have fully succumbed. I am seeing footage sent in to us from all over the country, police telling people that they can't film them in public and coming over and threatening to beat them. I was just sent footage of a cop threatening to rape a man and then moving in to do it in public. Threatening to rape him and then acting like he's going to do it. I mean, it's totally profanity laced. No one even has this video yet. This just broke. We're going to get this stuff at InfoWars.com in the next 15 minutes or so. And again, I don't want to just sit here and bash the police, because that falls into the globalist program of where then the good people leave the police force. And it's an us-against-them mentality, and the police feel like they're being persecuted, and it kind of psychologically puts them into a Masada standoff fortress mentality. We need to reach out to the people in the bureaucracy and explain to them that where this New World Order is going is not a good place for anybody. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 22nd day of May, 2012, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And we're also going to be opening the phones up on any of the issues I raise or any of the issues that you wish to raise. Now, continuing here today with the news, let me just give you a smattering of some of what's coming up. Pistoli, the head of the TSA, says gropers being trained to feel for the crotch specifically. Continuing here, we'll also get into Facebook, IPO, CIA, and Goldman Sachs take the suckers for a stroll. Aaron Deitch last week, of course, reported that it appeared this is going to be a pump and dump with the $100 billion in stock, and it's already dropped tens of billions. And the CIA was involved in setting up Facebook. All the evidence is there, and it ties into Aaron Deitch's prediction of the suckers being taken for a ride, because there is no government. It is corrupt elements of Wall Street who are using crony insider operations to rob everyone through banker bailouts and insider trading. So we're going to be going over that very important report by Kurt Nemo. Another report on the TSA, backlash prompts move away from pat-downs. But they're always saying that they're going to do things like that. Like, oh, we're going to stop groping people under 12. Or, first, we never groped. Or we never strip search old ladies. We never rip off colostomy bags. We don't take little boys' shirts and pants off in public. We don't go inside the waistband. We don't go inside the pants. We don't squeeze your genitals. And then they all get caught doing it, and they say, oh, yeah, we do. We don't pat you down after you get radiation scans. Oh, actually, we do. Oh, there's no radiation from these. Oh, actually, we lied. There is. Oh, we've had them certified as safe. Actually, they haven't and have blocked a congressional investigation. I don't know how a bureaucracy blocks it, but that's just what they do. On and on and on, a culture of total deception. But the backlash is so huge that they're playing possum again, saying they're going to stop, except in special cases, the genital crushing. I mean, they literally squeeze your genitals to find out what they are. And I'm sorry we have to talk about this on air, but this is happening to women, to men, and to children. And many women cry. Many men freak out. When they go in the pants, it is absolutely horrific. A year ago, they were actually going in and grabbing in the pants physically with dirty gloves. Because of lawsuits and things, they just now stick it in up to their thumbs. That's about 5 inches with the average hand, 6 inches, and just palpate the outside of the underwear. But if you're not wearing underwear, it's over. Again, in the name of someone might have a bomb. Well, why don't have a checkpoint on the highway? Might be a bomb. Well, they are doing that now. Might be a bomb in a hotel. Have checkpoints there. Might have a bomb in a shopping mall. We'll have one there. It's ridiculous. Then you find out the people who are involved in running this whole system are the ones financing the terrorists and protecting them and provocateuring. Over and over and over and over again, the 7-7 bombing leader, MI6 on record, a SWAT, the guy handling the Fort Hood shooter and others, known Pentagon double agent, source Fox News, Associated Press. The list goes on and on and on and on. And again, who stands to gain from all of this? The bureaucracy that gets to grow, the banksters that want a police state in place. Okay, let's continue here. 43 Catholic organizations file lawsuit against Department of Homeland Security. And this is more than just saying Catholic churches, hospitals, charities have to pay for abortions and birth control for people. They're also saying you've got to hire people who, I mean, so I guess the Buddhists have got to hire people that work at slaughterhouses and eat meat. No. Does somebody who's gay have to rent a room out to somebody who is a Baptist preacher and anti-gay? No. We all have our own rights, and the system's trying to get rid of that. But here's the deal with churches. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. There is no jurisdiction. Of course, there's no jurisdiction for TSA to be at the airports or on the highways, but they're doing it. There's no jurisdiction for the federal government to mandate sodium fluoride and hundreds of other deadly chemicals in the water, but they do it, including radioactive isotopes. If you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Look it up. Reality is so much crazier than anyone can imagine, than I can even imagine. Take America. America, the freest, richest, most prosperous country. We weren't perfect, but we were the freest nation out there. The system the New World Order global social engineers, going back 100 years ago, Rockefeller Foundation and others. We post new documents every day that are coming out on the Rockefellers from them. They said, what do? We take over medicine. We poison the food and water so that people are so dumbed down they can't resist us. And that's been the program. And so that's how you take the most aggressive, smartest, freest, most powerful nation of trailblazers and swashbucklers and inventors and scientists and ranchers and farmers and you know, that whole wagon train mentality, the slavery, people that came here through adversity, the sharecroppers, the criminals, the political dissidents, that made the most powerful country, the most amazing country, 5% of the population, half the world's wealth. And now as that Wild West liberty goes out the window, everything disappears. Everything starts melting down. Everything starts falling apart. And now they want to come in and say, this nation, with all those interesting people involved in it, but at the core, a Christian worth ethic and a Christian idea, to try to keep all that in check, and they're telling churches, you are going to hire people that aren't Christian, and you are going to take that cross down in the town square that's been there 200 years, and you're not going to have a Christmas tree, and you're not, because the minority says so? No. The system wants to be able to tell you what type of light bulbs to have, what type of washing machine, what type of toilet, what type of weather sealant, what type of air conditioner, what type of meter outside your house, what type of Christmas tree you can have, what you can do at the school holidays, now, you know, fall or winter holidays. They are changing the language to set the precedent that government controls language, and that's where you get a teacher like this one. Let's play a few of these Jim quotes. This has now gone mega viral. Steve Watson and Paul Watson both wrote about this yesterday. But this report, teacher yells at student, says it's a criminal offense to criticize Obama. The media is spinning this like she was mean to him because of what he said. But no, she was saying it's a criminal to criticize the president. Well, isn't that what the whole system says? That's what it is when a cop comes over and says, don't aim a camera at me 100 yards away on a public street or I'm going to arrest you, and they do. That's saying don't aim a camera, don't cover us, don't watch us. In Mexico, the drug cartels go after the press. What do you think is happening here? The press is being targeted. And look out, police, because when you knock down the last checks and balances, I've got articles where police are now telling people nationwide, bring your money in to get your son out of jail for drunk driving or whatever the case is, bring it in cash. And when the mother gets there or the father with cash, they take it on the spot. And the police are defending it, saying, well, it could have been drug money. And they do this thing where they test the cash, and almost all money has some drug residue on it. And they claim that's the pretext to take it. That's just a group of highway criminals. Let's go out to break with the teacher, and we'll come back with a longer clip. Here it is.
As a social studies teacher, I cannot allow you to slander any president in here.
Yes, ma'am.
Past or current.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Do you realize that people were arrested for saying things bad about Bush?
It doesn't matter.
No, do you realize you're not supposed to slander?
I'm not slandering. I asked a question.
But I'm saying to you.
Hit pause right there. That's what the police said in Missouri back during the last campaign. They said, if you talk bad about the president, that is slander. We will arrest you. Now, slander is proven in court. So is libel and defamation. If you say Alex Jones murdered 9 children and has them buried in his basement, and that's not true, that is slander, defamation. If you print it, it's libel. Then I can be held civilly responsible. Okay? That is not the case. But they preemptively, that's what I've been told before, you know, by people that are told to shut up in colleges, you name it. They say, don't criticize the government. Don't say the CIA brings drugs in. That's slander of the government. Really, I thought that was the First Amendment and what the founders said. See, everything I stand for is really simple. It's what the founders stood for. Everything the globalists stand for is 180 degrees against that. Founding fathers, common sense, honor, truth, justice, liberty, renaissance, globalist debts, destruction, bondage, humiliation, enslavement, poverty. We'll be back.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org brings you pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown Camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, I want to get back into the assault on the First Amendment here, and then we're going to come back and get into some more news and then open the phones up. But there's a point I always mean to make on air, and it's something that I don't make. In fact, this is a point I don't think I've really ever made, and it's so incredibly central that I'll just announce here, I've dropped the ball in a gigantic, horrendous way. People see the good in society, and they see the positive things that are happening, and they end up attributing that to the controllers. But the controllers at the top are very, very sophisticated. They put up all these billboards with public service announcements a lot of it reasonable, good points, but it's done to put the government in the position psychologically as the parent lecturing to you like you're bad. And you notice, since government in the last 50, 60 years has taken on the parent role, parents don't act like parents, they act like children. In fact, many globalists admit that the state is like a parent, the big brother, the big mommy, the big daddy. And I'm getting around to my point here. People 50, 60 years ago would be insulted by constant messages telling them to do simple, common sense things. But the system does that so that it looks like it cares about you, and people that work for the system kind of buy into they're the daddy, you're the child, sit down and shut up, which is completely backwards in the hierarchy. It's the people and then the government. We are the government. So Romans 13, submit to the will of the people within the constitutional confines, because you can't have a manipulator come to power who, you know, manipulates 51% to say kill the other 49%. Now, the point I never make is this. There are parallels in history of good people working at different levels of knowledge for good. And so there are good charities. There are good people in government. There are good ideas. There are good corporations. It's not one monolithic system. But good is done pretty much in an uncoordinated way, whereas the New World Order crowd admits they're good at long-term planning. See, they sell us on short-term planning, in quarterly planning, while they are really thinking in 25, 50, 100-year plans. And then we're told, oh, Western governments are just in a year-to-year program. That's only on the surface in the false political system in which most people reside. But it's much deeper and much higher. Their systems below and above the narrow spectrum that the system tries to keep people in. And so you hear that term, getting off the reservation, getting outside the box. That doesn't mean believe everything I'm saying. It means simply looking for depth, looking for the deeper meanings, looking for things in a more complex way. And again, it sounds like something very simple. I'm like, this is very profound. There are parallels of good. Well, there are parallels of good throughout history. And so there are competing systems. It's not all bad. And the globalists aren't in full control. They're trying to get full control. That's why they want a global government. That's why they don't want any nation to be too powerful. That's why they want to deindustrialize the United States. It's not because they want to equalize all the nations towards a greater good, which wouldn't work historically, but that's what they sell mid-level globalists. They actually believe they're doing something good. When you get into deeper globalist documents that are public and have leaked, it's really about a post-industrial world where the elite are waging war against prosperity and wealth and intelligence and true Renaissance-type deep understanding in the population, because you can't control people like that. They're going to want freedom. They're going to want transparency. They're going to want liberty. They're not going to like bondage. They're not going to like seeing people hurt. So they try to sell us on being predators, and they're trying to twist our will with propaganda and excuses and things to make torture and secret arrest and an overthrow of the Bill of Rights and Constitution look sexy. And the system is also demonizing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and capitalism. The system does all this in the name of the Republic, in the name of America, in the name of capitalism, when it's the complete opposite. It is a crony, fascistic, insider monopoly system. And then you see Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of them demonizing the Constitution, demonizing free market and saying it did this. Free market gives you incredible choices. Free market gives you a wide spectrum of jobs. Free market gives you a chance, if you want to even halfway work hard and be charming, to be incredibly successful. I've studied history. You studied history. It's common sense. Look at what communism delivers. Abject hell on earth, except for a tiny 0.1% who don't even live in that much splendor, but they've got power of life and death over people. And see, the real globalist elites, they want the power of life and death. They like killing. That's what they're looking for. You understand? There's only so much money these people can enjoy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guarantee.
It's the final countdown to 2012. And we'll still be here after 2012, ladies and gentlemen. You just watch. Globalists are always pushing things like this to make you think it's the end of the world so that people won't stand up and take action. So you'll feel defeated. So you'll think that your life is over and that you have no power. So you'll be involved in a mass Stockholm syndrome, normalcy bias of cognitive dissonance. I am getting ready Sunday to get in the RV so I can see the United States and talk to people and report on things from the road. I'll be doing the broadcast each day. Mike Adams is going to sit in one day. Also, John B. Wells does a great job on Coast to Coast AM. He's going to be sitting in one day during Bilderberg. And I'll be sitting in with them as well from the road. And it looks like there's going to be probably over 1,000 people or more right now have pledged on Facebook and other places that they're going to be there in Chantilly, Virginia, right outside D.C. Everyone needs to be there. And we're going to be putting an article out again tomorrow with places, dates, times, my idea of where I think we should rally, some of the things we should do. But there's going to be a lot of alternative media there. It's forced the mainstream media to cover it. There was another Politico article out on Bilderberg today, and another in Salon. In fact, there's over 100 articles out in the last 2 days just in the Google News area. If you put in Bilderberg and click Google News, it was 132 articles this morning I saw in the last 24 hours. So yesterday and this morning, I call that 2 days. It's really just 24 hours. Before, you would never see anything like that. And so now they're having to go, okay, it does exist. Yeah, people that end up being presidents secretly meet there. What's the big deal? Yeah, they want global government. Look at this kook, Alex Jones. He's bad because he's right. He's bad because he's a trailblazer. And so is everybody else like Jim Tucker and all of you out there that took action. You're just bad. It's terrible what you've done. Sure, open world government's being announced, and it's just terrible that you're not going along with that. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, you read their documents, their little public intelligence reports they put out. My dad gets mailed them. Other people I know, other quote, professionals get these monthly little glossy magazines, and it's like, look at this crazy guy, Alex Jones. He believes there's a plan by big banks to set up a world government. I got to dig those out. I've got those somewhere. This is like 5-6 years ago they were putting out reports on us. They were doing it 15 years ago, but 5 years ago they did a whole bunch, 5 or 6 years ago. And it's like now they're saying, oh, these kooks don't like the world government. I thought it didn't exist. I mean, think of all the police out there that have gotten constant training manuals for at least the last 20 years. Saying those that believe in a plan for megabanks to take over the world and the UN to take over control of resources and education in the U.S., they're crazy, dangerous people. And if you see a Get Us Out of the UN sticker, you'd be advised, officers, to pull them over immediately. Because you're probably dealing with a terrorist or a cop killer. And now everything we talked about came true, but it's like these terrorists don't like the world government that's here to save everybody. I mean, everyone remembers the media saying this didn't exist. Now it exists, but you're bad if you don't like it. Now let me go back to this story, and then I'm going to give the number out right now. The toll-free number on any of the issues we've been covering is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And it's a free-for-all, as Ted Nugent would say. Okay, continuing here. Again, teacher yells at student, criminal offense to criticize Obama. We mentioned this yesterday. We had an article out in the morning on it. It's since gone mega viral. The teacher's now been suspended. It's been confirmed to be a real tape. The media tried to say it was a conspiracy theory. Nowadays, if Waco blew up in flames, they just say conspiracy. That didn't even happen. There is no Waco. And half the yuppies on fluoride would say, okay, whatever you say, boss. And, you know, the teacher said you can be arrested. It's a criminal offense to speak out against his lordship. It's a 10-minute video. Here's some of the excerpts. It hasn't been edited except for the cuss words. And, boy, there's plenty of those. Imagine, this is standard public school in America in a city. I see videos like this all the time. And they tell them, it's the law to take the shots. And they give kids shots. And the parents say, hey, that's illegal. And they go, see if the police will do anything. Hey, you took my 11-year-old for an abortion. Word is, it's one of the teachers got her pregnant. I see these cases all the time in the news. The police aren't going to do anything, punk. Ha ha, your daughter's ours. Ha ha ha. Anyways, that's how they work. So it's the state. And this is who's teaching your children. This woman, obviously, would love to send myself or you to a re-education camp. And the young man who's quite articulate, he keeps saying, I'm not trying to slander him. He's trying to agree with the teacher. It's not slander to disagree with somebody. It's not slander to say Obama's a crook when he is, shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, getting caught lying. It's not slander to say John Corzine's a crook. Sue me, John Corzine. Truth is the total defense. Truth is, I mean, if I get up here and say Pepsi in these news reports, and Pepsi hasn't denied it, in fact, they fought to have their shareholders not be able to stop it, is putting fetal tissue in their drinks as flavoring. I mean, if that isn't true, see, new listeners think, oh, this is some crazy stuff. You think I'm on XM and over 100 stations, AM and FM, and been on air 17 years and haven't been sued? I mean, I've been sued by a schizophrenic. I think twice, and it's like crazy stuff that I'm the devil and, you know, stuff like that. You've got to just do a filing that obviously this is insane or, you know, stuff like that. But technically, I've never really been sued, knock on wood, because I believe I'm telling the truth. There's no malice aforethought. That's important. And B, I'm almost always going off legislation, documents, eyewitnesses, things like that. So if you're a new listener, you're going, fetal tissue? Yeah, folks, almost every vaccine out there, even if it's grown on eggs, the original batch that it's produced in and then mass-produced is from fetal tissue. You've heard about stem cell? That's code word for babies. So, see, oh, one day it's all stem cell. It'll heal the blind, heal the back. They never told you they could get even better stem cells out of breast tissue. They can get it out of men, different fatty deposits. There's a lot. They want the mass-produced, cheap baby flesh. They're aborting millions a year here, tens of millions a year in China, in India. This is some valuable beef product, Longham product, as they call it. Okay? They take your blood at birth. They think they own you. 800-259-9231. The number to join us. We'll get into all the other news. We have some big guests coming up as well. But right now, let's go to the teacher. And we aired this on the nightly news last night, the excerpts of it for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Here is a few of those excerpts of Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, where you don't talk bad about the president. And he says, but people can talk about Romney. Romney wants to be Obama. He isn't Obama, so he can't. And you can tell this woman is feeling powerful through Obama. Yeah, I mean, I make the joke, people used to love George Bush like he was their daddy. I was at dinner with a really smart guy who knows about the New World Order, knows the West is funding Al-Qaeda and terrorists as a pretext to be over there, knows they're growing the opium, knows it's about the lithium, knows it all. But still it's like, yeah, well, when we're over there, I'm sure he's training some of the military and people, but it's not our military. It's not our government. And it's like, but he's mad because buddies have been killed, so he wants to kill everybody over there. And my whole point is, but this was all artificial. And it's like he just still couldn't register that, even though he knew all the facts and is smart. There was the cognitive dissonance of, yeah, but they hate us. Well, yeah, because for 60, 70 years, the West has been over there stirring those people up and putting radicals in every time those countries try to build themselves up. Yeah, there are a bunch of radicals in the Middle East and other areas. Have you looked at how the State Department and others radicalized them on purpose and paid to put in radical madrasas? Even the Washington Post admits they did free school books for the kids in the Middle East, where it talks about jihading evil Westerners and four hand grenades plus equals seven. And he just couldn't register that. And I'm like, the other guy's there, and I'm like, well, you know, the government killed Pat Tillman. He goes, yeah, I know that. But Pat Tillman's still a hero. And I'm saying, well, yeah, he gave up. The football contract went because he believed in it, but then he was even more of a hero when he found it was a fraud. He said, I'm going to expose this. And the Pentagon said, we want you to get out, just go back and be a big Ranger hero for propaganda purposes. He said, you know what, I'm just going to stay here, but for my buddies, not for you. So I get why, but that's the trap. They get you into the fight. Now it's your buddies that are over there getting killed. You're mad. You want to go over there and kill the guys that are killing you. They're killing you because they're mad. It's called a vendetta, and men do that. That's normal. 5,000, 6,000 years ago, somebody kills somebody in your tribe. You're going to go back, and you're going to find them, and you're going to kill them. I get that, but the globalists are scientific. They're using sociology, anthropology, psychology to understand how men operate and how women operate to push our buttons, to pull our chain, to pull our string. And you've got to get above that, above emotion. And then once you make a cold decision, then use your emotion as your passion to fuel yourself. There's a place for emotion, but you have to control it. And go, wait a minute, this whole thing's staged. Okay. But it's a side issue when I'm ranting. The point is that TSA is under attack because you're doing things that are wrong. They put you in a position. Everybody hates you now. Some of the people come and are cowards and act like they like you and go, I'm sorry people are getting on to you. And you smile at them and I'll barely pat your genitals down. It's all right. It's like a little sick sympathizer, collaborator thing. This has all been worked out. We're all singing to somebody else's sheet of music. We've become drones, puppets. That's why they call everything a role. You're in this police role. You're in this educator role. You're in this bureaucratic role. And you're supposed to follow the role. And the more you play the role, That means being cookie cutter, like an automaton, a biological android, the more you excel in the system. And so that allows central programmers with their teleprompters and their scripts to fully control society. Well, let me explain something. I'm off the reservation. I'm not following anybody's role or script except the founders, because I've read Plato. I've read Nietzsche. I've read Cicero. I've read it all. Let me tell you, Thomas Jefferson's got my number. Patrick Henry's got my number. Those guys took the pure synthesis of all that knowledge, and they had it right. They produced the best system. They know what's going on. You know who I follow? I'm in that role. Okay? That's the shoe that fits for me. That's what makes my boat float. That's what built this country. That's what works. That's what's got the proof. That's what wins the Super Bowl every year if you just implement it. Okay? You want prosperity? You want freedom? But see, the problem is you get that much freedom, you get prosperity, and you become decadent. You become corrupt. Corruption gets institutionalized, and you are where we are. Rome about to fall. Let's go ahead and go to Rome. This is Rome. A power-tripping bureaucrat. This woman sounds just like the women. Cops. Big, fat. I mean, I'm not bashing fat people because I've been a little overweight, but there's something about giant fat women with batons beating peaceful protesters and laughing because it's like their ego, and there's these big, giant, self-propelled stomachs beating people that may not have all the answers but at least have the First Amendment or trying to do something, protesting NATO and all these wars and narcotics trafficking. And I saw the video this morning, I meant to give it to you guys, of these big, giant police women with nobody resisting them beating people with batons in Chicago. And, I mean, that isn't pathetic. And they're smiling. They're laughing. And it's so pathetic. And that's what big government gives you. A world where all these nobodies, I mean, a somebody is too prideful to want to go and beat people with a billy club. You know, somebody who's got respect for themselves would only use a billy club on somebody when they had to. And somebody who's somebody would have to hold back not to kill you with the first strike. But somebody who's a nobody has got all this stuff to prove, and it's totally sick. It's totally, totally sick. I mean, I'm talking about women whose rear ends are probably 4 feet across, okay? I'm talking about self-propelled hippopotamuses beating peaceful people in the First Amendment, and now clearly they set up these people that, you know, one of them has a criminal record for getting drunk on tequila and breaking into a swimming pool. If that was the case, I'd be in jail because I did some stuff like that in high school. You know, climbing fences and stuff, jumping the swimming pool. Even though your friend's got a swimming pool, let's go down to the community pool and climb the fence and, you know, jump in the pool. Like, let's throw the pool furniture in. Used to, you know, the cops would just come and, you know, take you home and you get in trouble. Nowadays, you end up dead. But side issue, let's go ahead and go to this tape. Here it is.
I had a question. You freaked out.
No, I told you. Do not.
It was a question. Why? It was a question.
Because I'm going to tell you something now about me. As a teacher, I'm not supposed to allow you to disrespect the President of the United States. I'm not.
I didn't disrespect him. I was asking questions.
You are.
I have different beliefs. Whenever Bush was in, everybody talked about Bush. Everybody did.
No.
If you ever said anything bad about Bush while he was in office, say so.
Arrested for saying things bad about Bush.
It doesn't matter.
No, do you realize you are not, you can't, you're not supposed to slander.
I'm not slandering. I asked a question.
But I'm saying.
It's not slander, that. I'm unbelievable.
You're not supposed to slander. People were arrested for saying derogatory things about Bush.
You would have to say some pretty effed up crap to get him to be arrested. Because they cannot take away your right to have your opinion or your freedom of speech. They can't take that away even if you're unless you threaten the president.
Sweetheart, you know, everybody thinks that when you're arrested, they're supposed to be able to read your rights to you. But they don't read your rights to you every time you're arrested. Did you know that?
I've never been arrested.
But did you know that, though?
No.
Okay.
It just.
Okay, so that's what I'm telling you. I'm saying that to you. I'm saying, yeah, some people did talk bad about Bush, but the thing about it is, he was the president. lived in the United States. And there were people who were arrested or reprimanded for saying some things, for bad things.
Listen to this idiot. That's who teaches your children.
But see, the thing about it is, guess what?
How much you want to bet this woman looks like a hippopotamus?
She was a man at the time, so I had to deal with what had to be dealt, right?
Oh, yeah, but you got to deal with the president.
That's right. But still, as a social studies teacher, I cannot allow you to slander any president in here.
Yes, ma'am.
Past or current.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, yes, tyrant. Yes, yes, ma'am. And it just goes on and on. There's like 10 minutes of it. I'm sure you've already heard it. Again, we would have aired it yesterday, but we had three guests on. But to listen to this really, really is disgusting. And I've seen him kick people out of school, like Mr. Wanick. He's now out of high school because he said vaccines are dangerous and talked to other students. And they're like, that's it. You're in trouble. You're not allowed to do that in America. And you've got these people in bureaucracies everywhere. I mean, imagine the police arresting people nationwide for filming them in public. I mean, that's crazy criminal. They have become what North Korean police are in many cases when they act like that. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's start going to your phone calls here. And then coming up, we're going to get into the economy, world news, and more. We've got some medical news as well that's extremely important. And I've got 13-year-old among two arrested on suspicion of possessing stolen military weapon. This came out a few days ago, and I meant to get to it, but I was reading the full story again yesterday. It was a Laws rocket tube. You can buy it at any Army Navy store. Just a plastic tube, and then he had a BB gun, and they called it weapons on the news and arrested him because a neighbor saw him with a BB gun, and then they found the toy Laws rocket. I remember being a kid and buying those in Army Navy stores. We would run around with those. We'd stick Estes rockets in them. This country's scary. I mean, they are looking for terrorists so bad. They're like, look, beer-making equipment. Your life's over, boy. Look, a BB gun, sir. That's it. Arrest them. They're videotaping us. Arrest them. They got a lot of private prisons. Got to fill them. Let's go to Carl in Oregon. Carl, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
My brother from another mother. How are you this morning, sir?
Good.
All right. This is not an attack call. This is just a grievance call. I'm just like where you were maybe 15, 20 years ago. I'm getting started as a researcher here in the Northwest. I call it Northwest Truth. Bringing truth to a world of lies. That's my mission.
Good.
My problem is I'm having difficulty getting a resource. This is the type of person I am. When somebody challenges me...
I remember you've called twice about saying a preacher called you aside and told you not to talk about the New World Order or something.
Exactly. Well, he said that...
I got to let you go, sir. I mean, you keep calling here saying you want to talk to have me be your secretary and get you a hold of people. I just can't do that. I mean, I'm not an operator service. I barely have time to see my children. That's really one of my sore spots right there. We don't screen your calls, and people just kind of get something in their idea that I'm going to get them in touch with somebody. We got people that call it every day and say, you're going to get me in touch with Ron Paul, as if I can get in touch with Ron Paul easily. I used to, it's super hard. They got that guy running 24/7 on the road. Richard in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm really happy to get through to you. Thank you.
Welcome.
If I can be fast enough, I'd like to go through two suggestions and two bumper stickers. So this is what I've been trying to call in for quite a while. The first suggestion, up to you, but I would really like it if your organization could start a group. And I think the name of this group would tell you what it's about. It's called the Northern Affluence Freedom Center. And I think there's a lot that could be done with that. Maybe somebody can digest that and see if it's worth it.
Man, I tell you, these calls, I got to be honest, I just don't understand. Maybe I'm stupid. Like a guy calls up and wants me to get him a hold of somebody like Fritz Springmeier over and over again, and then you're telling me about a Northern Affluence Center. I don't understand.
Let me explain real fast because I don't want to use up my time. The Southern Poverty Law Center, I think you've heard of those guys. We talk about them all the time. This is the antidote. Northern Affluence Freedom Center. It's the total opposite. If you don't like the idea, it's okay. But that's what it was about. The second thing is as far as Fukushima goes, which is like Mike Adams was talking about, it being the most immediate threat to survival in the Northern Hemisphere because of the structure that's about to collapse. HHO gas has a potential for neutralizing radiation, and maybe somebody can do something with that. Going real fast here, the two bumper stickers, I was going to call up as fairness police, but I wasn't up to it this morning. And I was going to say that, oh, you're talking too much about Ron Paul, and we need you to put out two bumper stickers. One is Fascists for Peace, reelect Barry Satoro, and I want a mushroom cloud with red, white, and blue in the background.
Beautiful idea, sir, and that's a great idea. We need an organization that is the counter to the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Slime Center.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.